The Aaron Rodgers saga is taking its sweet time and wrapping up. Speaking of things taking their sweet time, Cooper Kupp still hasn't signed anywhere, and free agency itself has slowed to a crawl. This is the Fumble Rooski
It
Podcast.
may not have always showed it in the stat sheet, but you can see him making throws when he needs to make the throws.
Back-to-back games where he has three touchdowns.
Someone's got to get that sixth or seventh spot.
He's an elite wide receiver as a rookie.
Truly a lose-lose scenario for both sides. Welcome to the Fumble Rooski Podcast, brought to you by Power 88 Dean Radio and Secret Weapon Consulting. I'm your host today, CJ Medeiros. No Adam, no Chris, no Tuck, just me. Had to be my turn eventually, right? I know Adam's done an episode by himself, and I'm like 90% sure Chris has done one as well. So yeah, it's just me today, guys. Adam's on a trip to Florida. I think he's going to go see like the Red Sox in spring training. That's cool. Chris is working, being a productive member of society, and Tuck is going for his master's program, which, hey, you know, studious guy, love to see it. So, once again, just me. Let's get rocking. Let's get rolling. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. First and foremost, the Cooper Kupp saga here is just, it's going nowhere, and it's going nowhere fast, let me tell you. So, Adam Schefter and I think Diane Russini have spoken on this topic. I know others have reported it, but drum roll, please. 12 teams have shown an interest in Cooper Kupp. That's over a third of the league. And at this point, it's one of those things where when you start saying everything, you really say nothing. What does this tell us? Oh, hey, you know, 12 teams are interested. Okay. Can you define interest? Because there's levels to this, is there not? Are you just kicking the tires on them, like saying, oh, hey, what would it take hypothetically? Or are you going to say, oh, I have an offer for them right now? Because some teams are, some teams are not. And like I said, I don't understand what that's trying to convey. Like I said, 12 teams, over a third of the league's interested. So once again, like, I feel like I think they're being dishonest here. I do. They are combining the tire kicking teams and the serious teams to try to make it look like, oh, the market's really big. No. Let me tell you who I have heard is in the mix. And keep in mind, I could be wrong, because it seems like every day they're contradicting themselves. Originally, the Patriots were the top suitor, and now apparently they're out. Meanwhile, the Cowboys weren't interested, and now they are interested in him. It used to be that he wanted to stay on the West Coast, and now he might go to the highest bidder. Like, we've been hearing so many things, so many different things, I might add. And if you're like me, you don't know who to believe. And apparently they're saying his decision could, and I quote, come as soon as today. Once again, well, obviously his decision didn't come yesterday. As soon as today, that's got to be the most useless saying they say across any sports. Whether you watch the NBA, the MLB or the NHL alongside the NFL, that's so stupid. Just, oh, it could come as soon as today. Okay, well, obviously, like, duh. I don't know. I feel like they're just talking for the sake of talking because they know they have an entire offseason to fill. And as somebody in the, and I use this term loosely, media, I get it. I'm not going to sit here and pretend I don't understand, because I do. So here are the teams that have shown the most interest thus far. They are the Chargers, the Packers, the Seahawks, the Cowboys, the Chiefs, and the Patriots. Once again, that is the Chargers, the Packers, the Seahawks, the Cowboys, the Chiefs, and the Patriots. And apparently the Broncos too, but I don't have the energy to go through every team. So let's just go talk about Cooper Kupp instead. So as it sits right now, let's take a look at how he was last year, right? 67 catches, 710 yards, 6 touchdowns. It's not great, but it's not terrible, especially when you consider he only started 11 games, played in 12, as a whole missed 5. And that is something that we've noticed from Cooper Kupp. It is just, it's injuries. And And as far as his injuries go in and of itself, there's one thing I want to point out. He missed 18 games in the last three seasons. In fact, it's gotten so bad that I want to take a step back. In his entire career, bear in mind he was drafted in 2017, he has only played a full season once. Once. That was 2021 when they won the Super Bowl and he won the Triple Crown, getting 145 catches, 1,947 yards, and 16 touchdowns. Look, bravo to him. That's really good. But I just 18 missed games the last three seasons, one full healthy season. Look, he's great, and as a Pats fan, I know I'd like him, but well, let's pump the brakes here, 12 teams that are allegedly interested in him. And we have to look at why he was released, too. He was released at the start of the league new year, or should I say at the start, if league knee year. Sorry, my buddy Adam made the graphics hastily. He was at the airport. You know, we can fix that. We can fix that. It's fine. It'll be fine. But good Lord, just they couldn't find a trade partner for him. And that's why he was cut, because they couldn't find a trade partner. And look, I get it. I'm fully aware that when you're in the Rams situation and Cooper Kupp is basically a salary dump, you're not going to have a lot of leverage. But when you have him on that deal, well, yeah, no, and with that injury history, no one's going to want to trade for him. And there's another caveat too. He, now stay with me, this is very important. Cooper Kupp wants $15 million a year. $15 million a year. One healthy season his entire career, and now he wants $15 million. Okay. I mean, look, I feel like some team's going to give it to him. And look, and he's still good. He has a lot left in the tank. But at this point in his career, it's almost a given he's going to miss a quarter to a third of the season. And as far as the teams that are interested in him go, obviously New England, I think, despite going on that massive day one spending spree and even getting some other smaller pieces like Calavon Chason and Marcus Epps, they still have the most and they can comfortably give him that. But I don't know if you'd really want to do that if you're New England. I mean, he'd be worth it. And let's be real, they haven't had a wide receiver one since Julian Edelman was last healthy in 2019. So, and you got to get Drake May some kind of help, but don't sell your soul for it. Don't needlessly damn yourself to cap hell for it. The Chiefs, I don't know. It's very possible, but they really can't afford to give him what he wants. Dallas, I've heard, is like a dark horse team for him, but bear in mind, Jerry Jones, I don't think, has given a free agent that is outside of the Cowboys, like someone coming into Dallas, more than $6 million a year since they signed Greg Hardy back in, what was it, like 2015 or something like that. So yeah, Jerry boy, I don't see him pulling the trigger on that. Seattle, I think, is really likely because it's no longer a trade scenario and the Rams wouldn't deal him in division. And he did say he wants to stay on the West Coast, but can Seattle pay him? That remains to be seen. Green Bay, once again, he just wants to stay on the West Coast, which is why I think the Chargers are a sneaky good team as well. And if he does move further inland in the United States, then I feel like Denver would be another team that could go after him. You never know. You really never know. That's right. I don't know. Like, once again, if you're a fan of Cooper Kupp in general, or if you're a fan of a receiver needy team, you probably want him. But if you don't get him, it would suck. But is it the end of the world? Honestly, probably not. So that does it for old Cooper Kupp. Up next, we're going to be talking about, oh brother, the gift that keeps on giving me a headache, that is, Aaron Rodgers, Pat McAfee's best friend. This is the Fumblerski podcast.
It may not have always showed it in the stat sheet, but you can see him making throws when he needs to make the throws.
Back-to-back games where he has 3 touchdowns.
Someone's got to get that 6 or 7 spot.
He's an elite wide receiver as a rookie.
Truly a lose-lose scenario for both sides. Welcome back to the Fumble Rooski podcast, brought to you by Powered 88 Dean Radio and, of course, Secret Web Consulting. Once again, I'm CJ Medeiros. We don't have hide nor hair of Adam, Chris, or Tuck, but we forgive them just the same. We're very generous for that, aren't we? So, moving right along. Oh, boy. The Aaron Rodgers saga. You want to talk about a saga that's taken its sweet time? Forget Cooper Kupp. That's a drop in the bucket compared to this man. Aaron Rodgers, who is apparently, drumroll please, deciding between the Giants, the Vikings, or the Steelers. And I've seen, now if you go on any app, Instagram, X, hell, even Reddit, you'll see these fans going at each other's throats saying, no, he's ours. No, he's ours. We want him. Why do you want him? Now, if you're the Steelers, you get the benefit of the doubt here because you've deluded yourselves into thinking you're a quarterback away, despite the fact your feelings on this team are extremely bipolar, you know, because one day it's, this roster sucks. They're so cheap. Then the next day it's, we are just a quarterback away. Look at our defense. It's so good. The most expensive defense in the league, by the way. That is actually true. They do have the most expensive defense, but that is not why we're here. So Rodgers going to the Steelers. Huh? What? That's just mid on mid. And the reason I say that is because his 2024 stats were not that great. 28 touchdowns, 11 picks, 3,897 yards. And on top of that, the lowest of his career, a 90.2 passer rating. And see, here's the thing. I know what you Rodgers fans are going to say. I hear it. You're going to throw me that quote where he, you know, sticks his glasses up like this, goes, and says, actually, down years for me are career years for most guys. What a self-absorbed little prick. Good Lord. I'm tired of hearing that. And one of our co-hosts, Adam, says that a lot about other quarterbacks. Well, down years for him are career years for most guys. Okay, Aaron Rodgers. We're not talking about most guys. We're talking about you. So don't give me that whole, well, it's a career year for most guys. Don't deflect. Don't respond with zingers. Refute my point. He knows he's on the downslide. Maybe if he took less ayahuasca, it wouldn't be happening, but it is. I don't know for certain that that's what's causing it, but it can't be helping. 90% sure on that. And on top of that, has an overall quarterback rating of 48, second lowest of his career. I think that's funny. Just how do you like that? A 48 quarterback rating, not passer rating, quarterback rating. Those are very different things. It's personally, QBR is a bit ridiculous, but I still think it's funny. And when you talk to Aaron Rodgers and say, hey, what are you going to do about that? Once again, you get the whole, well, down years for me or career years for most guys. Like, shut up. I mean, at this point, you just got to say, shut up. And for what it's worth, Mac Jones, in his career, has had a higher QBR than this. So, in fact, a down year for you is actually better than a lot of career years for most people. So, Rodgers, stop it. That saying loses a lot of power when every year you just get worse and worse and worse, and the so-called other guys actually overtake you. Now, Mac Jones, an extreme example, just to drive home the point of how awful he's been. But it's whatever. So once again, you're deciding between the Giants, Vikings, and Steelers. That's where we started. Oh, my God. Once again, the Steelers I can see. because you already have George Pickens, DK Metcalf, and all of them. You know, you got Jaylen Warren, who I think they tendered. The O-line's not great, but they have the most expensive defense in the league. Rodgers would make sense because they think they're a quarterback away. I think they're a little more than that. They're probably a fully functioning locker room away, but I understand why they think that. I disagree, but I understand. However, the way I see it, Pittsburgh's a powder keg. Do you want to add the match, aka Aaron Rodgers? Because let's take stock of that offense. Your wide receivers are DK Metcalf and George Pickens. George Pickens is insane. I don't know what's wrong with him. Like, he's not a bad receiver. Far from it. He's volatile. He's angry. He fights everybody. He fights fans. He fights reporters. He fights players. Like, I don't know what it is. He just has a meltdown over everything. And sure, if Aaron Rodgers can make the notoriously easygoing and, or notorious, I guess it's a bad thing, but still, the easygoing and good locker room guy of Garrett Wilson, if Rodgers can make him say, I can't stand Rodgers anymore, if you keep him on the team, I'm going to demand a trade. If Rodgers can make Garrett Wilson do that, what do you think is going to happen with George Pickens? Serious question. Because George Pickens, as you know, has a history of being a little crazy. And like I said, he's a good receiver, but he's not good enough to justify how he acts, if that makes sense. Because look, better players, the really good ones, are allowed to behave weirdly because, you know, they actually help the team. But George Pickens, you act just like Antonio Brown, and you do not put up even close to his numbers. And by the way, I just think it's funny. His own head coach at the University of Georgia, Kirby Smart, outright called him undisciplined. So, and it hasn't gotten better. And then there's DK Metcalf, who you just traded for, a guy who... it's a better kept secret because, oh, look at him. He's just a funny guy. He's DK Metcalf. Oh, fiddle-dee-dee. Look at him go. But he's another one with an inconsistent motor. He is. He gets these weird motivation issues. And worse yet is how he'll throw his helmet in disgust. He'll scream at refs. I remember, like, I think it was like 2 seasons ago, maybe 3. It's something that lives rent-free in my mind. DK Metcalf was thrown out of a game, and he then tried to come back. Everyone's like, oh, that DK. And I was the only one that said, huh. Can you imagine he did that on a team run by Andy Reid or Pete Carroll? That was Pete Carroll. What the hell, Pete? Never mind. Can you imagine that on Andy Reid's team or Bill Belichick's team? Well, he's about to probably do it on Mike Tomlin's team. So you have these two guys. They're notorious head cases, right? And then you're going to throw Aaron Rodgers on them. Aaron Rodgers, who has a knack for being a character. That's what I'm going to call him, a character. You know, a guy who will put up a stinker in one game, you know, just like, just absolutely fall apart on the field, just short circuit, where it's obviously his fault. And the next day he'll go on Pat McAfee and say, oh my God, it's everyone else's fault. Like, remember the whole Mike Williams thing where he's like, he ran the wrong route. No, Rodgers, you threw a duck. So if you're Pittsburgh, I don't know what you do, but it's not him. But he would make the most sense in Pittsburgh. Then there's the Giants and the Vikings. If you're the Vikings, and if you sign Rodgers, do you really not believe in J.J. McCarthy? Because that is the message it's sending to me. Either A, you're having buyer's remorse and you just don't think he's that good, or B, his ACL tear, which he got literally before the regular season started, is a lot worse than we thought, and he might not be ready for next season, which I highly doubt. Like, I mean, he should be unless he's behind, which, hey, it happens. Like, it's been known to happen. You know, sometimes, you know, you get setbacks and stuff, but I feel like we would know about it already because, you know, Schefter, one of them, would have reported it. But it is whatever. But either way, even him signing with the Vikings with Jefferson and Addison would at least be fun. Like I said, it's kind of a weird indictment on J.J. McCarthy, at least to me. And then, the New York Giants. I have a buddy. You people at home know him. His name is Justin Hill. He used to be a co-host on the show before he went off to chase his own ambitions. And we will always be grateful for his time here. He's my friend, and I still talk to him. He keeps saying, because remember, he's a Giants fan, that he wants Aaron Rodgers. Why? Now, this is something that I talked to him about. I'm like, why? You're not a quarterback away. He has more business on the Steelers and even a little more on the Vikings than he does with the Giants. The Giants' defense still hasn't been completely patched up. Their offensive line is streaky at best and abysmal at worst. And your entire offense is literally Tyrone Tracy and Malik Nabers. And I guess Darius Slayton, who you gave the money you should have given to Saquon, but neither here nor there. I wish Aaron Rodgers would just hurry up and pick a team, because last time he was on Pat McAfee, he said, oh, you know, I'm pondering it. Well, he didn't say that. I'm paraphrasing. I'm just considering it, weighing my options. The thing is, we know who Rodgers is at this point. He's just doing it for the drama, and it's getting really annoying. Aaron Rodgers, and also from the last segment, Cooper Kupp, chop chop, please. Free agency is already ground to a halt, and I would prefer you actually, you know, do something, please. Like, and when you generate stories, have it be real stuff and, you know, not speculation. And I'll grant it, you can't control that, although one of you revels in the speculation, Rodgers. But it is what it is. So with that out of the way, we will be moving on to the best remaining free agents. There are actually some pretty big names out there, if you can believe it. I mean, I know it's not, I know, like, it's already been, like, a lot of the big names have already been signed, but trust me, there are still some guys not named Cooper Kupp and Aaron Rodgers that are still worth talking about. This is the Fumbrewski Podcast.
It may not have always showed it in the stat sheet, but you can see him making throws when he needs to make the throws.
Back-to-back games where he has 3 touchdowns.
Someone's got to get that 6th or 7th spot.
He's an elite wide receiver as a rookie.
Truly a lose-lose scenario for both sides. Welcome back to the Fumbrewski Podcast, brought to you by Power88 Dean Radio and Secret Weapon Consulting. By now, I hope you know this. I'm your host, CJ Medeiros, just me today. Let's get rocking, let's get rolling, let's get to this final segment. But before we do anything, we do have some news. Nothing league-breaking, but it's interesting. So the Buffalo Bills, you know, you know how they are. They've been making some pretty nice under the radar moves, methinks, but this is getting interesting. So as you know, they have signed 2 linemen this defensive offseason. Michael, I think it's pronounced Hocht. If I'm wrong, Michael, I'm sorry. And Larry Ogunjobi. Now, those are some solid signings. However, they will be suspended for the first 6 games of next season for violating the NFL's performance enhancing drugs policy. This is per Bills GM Brandon Bean. To which I say, Brandon, did you know this prior to signing them? I really hope not. Oh, well. So, yeah, Buffalo's going to be without 2 free agent additions for the first 6 games next year. Nothing like major, but it is interesting to think of. So, we are now get to the best remaining NFL free agents. I'm just going to go through position by position, and if you hear someone that I've missed that you're upset and talk about, I'm sorry. Don't bite my head off. First, quarterbacks. Yeah, I'm going to go through position by position here. There's really not a lot of starting caliber guys left. I'll be fully transparent. I think a lot of them can start in a pinch, but if these guys are guys, you know, going in, if this is your guy going into next season, you might be in trouble. It's very possible. However, you know, we mentioned Aaron Rodgers, and say what you will about him and, you know, how crazy he can be. At least he can start. If nothing else, I'll give him that. He's starting caliber and still might have enough juice left for one more season. Same thing goes for Russell Wilson. He's still a free agent. I believe he last spoke to the Browns. And I know I think he's also looking at the Giants. So I feel like Aaron Rodgers is option A for all these teams and Russell Wilson is option B. And as for other quarterbacks, there's Drew Locke, Joe Flacco, who could forget everyone's favorite third overall pick, Trey Lance. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, there's Carson Wentz, Cooper Rush, everyone's favorite Desmond Ridder, Bailey Zappi. God love him. Yeah, that's pretty much it for quarterbacks. It's Rodgers, it's Wilson, then it's everyone else. Oh, and famous Jameis, of course. Famous Jameis, I love him. I want to see him on another team. He's just a lot of fun. Also, going on a bit of a side tangent here, I want to see him in the broadcast booth whenever he retires. He's just great guy, radiates positive energy. He's a lot of fun to listen to. Running backs. Nick Chubb has not been signed yet. J.K. Dobbins also has not been signed yet. Those are probably the two biggest names left. I mean, there are other guys like, I don't think Jeff Wilson Jr. or Cam Akers have signed anywhere. But right now for running backs, it's Chubb and it's Dobbins. They're not going to be homeless forever. I can almost guarantee that they are going to have a home. I mean, unless something crazy happens, and once again, they're just more injured than we think, which has happened. It's been known to happen. So, yeah, that's just something to keep an eye out for. Wide receivers, there are three big names. Not big in production, but just they have the name value. Stephon Diggs, Keenan Allen, and Amari Cooper have not been signed. Now, Amari Cooper's probably the worst remaining out of the three because you got to remember, when he was traded to Buffalo from Cleveland, this man pulled the disappearing act. He contributed next to nothing. And I get it. He's like, oh, well, I want to win. But maybe you should contribute more. Maybe Buffalo would have won. Ah, who am I kidding? They can't kiss Pats, Kansas City in the playoffs come hell or high water. Keenan Allen, based on last season, I do think has some juice left in the tank. Now, he was in a crowded receiver room with Rome Odunze and DJ Moore, their wide receiver one. But even still, he had 70 catches, 744 yards, and 7 touchdowns. So let's not pretend he's a bum. And then there's Stephon Diggs, who's probably the biggest enigma out of all of them because he's coming off an injury, an ACL tear, in fact. Where before that, he was doing pretty solid. He had 47 catches, 496 yards, and 3 touchdowns. So, as a whole, I would say Diggs is probably going to be, I mean, I'm not saying most highly touted, just because he was coming off an injury. But make no mistake, if he played, if he didn't get hurt and he didn't suffer that gruesome ACL tear, he's probably already signed by now. I'm not even going to bother going off of tight ends because it's really just, I think, Tyler Conklin. I don't think he signed anywhere yet. And then everyone else. It's literally just Tyler Conklin. The tight end position in general is considered very top heavy and rightfully so. Offensive line. If you are a team who needs a tackle, I got news for you. It's Cam Robinson, Jedrick Wills, or bust. Because there's some other like solid people here. But once again, Cam Robinson and Jedrick Wills are the only ones that have like real, like good starting experience. I mean, there's, I think Kelvin Beecham's out there, that one dude, Cornelius Lucas from the Commanders. But when you need a real left tackle, it's Robinson or it's Wills. Interior, I mean, the biggest one that comes to my mind is Tevin Jenkins at guard. And then there's Garrett Bradbury at center. Bradbury was recently released. I'm shocked Jenkins hasn't been signed yet. He was actually one of the few solid parts of that line. But, you know, at this point, I'm not a GM, so maybe I'm not allowed to speak on such issues. Edge rushers, Charles Omenihu is still out there. Dennis Gardeck is still out there. Get this, Matt Judon has not been signed, and it gets crazier. Azeez Ojulari has not been signed. Neither has Za'Darius Smith or Von Miller. There are definitely some guys that can come out and at minimum get you seven sacks. So if you need a stopgap at edge rusher, maybe get one of those guys. I'm sure they'd love to keep playing. I mean, obviously they would, or they'd retire. Linebackers, nobody super consequential. I mean, there's really nobody like where, oh my God, how is he still a free agent? I mean, Jermaine Pratt's out there. That's really all I got. I won't lie to you. As far as like those real off-ball linebackers go. I mean, I was going to say Jordan Brooks, but I know he's been re-signed. I think Zaire Franklin from the Colts has not been signed. Unless he has, which, you know, these things can get really, episodes, especially during the offseason, can get real outdated real fast. So it's very possible. And then for defensive backs, the most notable corner left is Stephon Gilmore. And then, of course, there's other guys like Mike Hilton and Emmanuel Mosley. And get this. Actually, I lied. It's Asante Samuel Jr. How's he not been signed? He's actually pretty good. And then for safeties, you know, there's Von Bell, John Johnson. There's also Fuller from the Panthers. Oh, and Whitehead as well. Jordan Whitehead from Tampa. I don't know. Oh, and by the way, Ben Cleveland, the guard, is getting released from the Ravens. He's another free agent. I want to backtrack. And can't believe I almost forgot this. Tyler Lockett. Yikes. And also, he's not a free agent, but there has been some buzz around Packers star corner Jair Alexander getting traded. So, hey, anything's possible, am I right? And there's one more thing that I want to talk about before this show ends. And that, my friends, is the Cincinnati Bengals. And I'm not going to say talk about them, but we do have some rumors. The Bengals have made, per Ian Rappaport, and I quote, significant progress on long-term deals with their wide receiver duo, T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. They want to get their deals done as soon as possible. So there's that. And I would imagine this would officially push Trey Hendrickson out the door. And fun fact, the Bengals want a first-rounder for Trey Hendrickson. And if you're a GM, you give up a first-rounder for a one-year rental on the wrong side of 30, you should be fired. Trey Hendrickson or not, even though I think he's good. It's just the Bengals have no leverage, and there'd be no reason to give up a first. But once again, that might just be me. And just like that, that's going to do it for this solo edition of the Fumble Rooski podcast. Thank you for listening. We do have our new episodes out on Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time and Fridays at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Also, please, if you're watching this on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our channel. We also have all our episodes available on places that you listen to podcasts like Spotify, Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, and so much more. And please, please, I beg of you, follow our Instagram at FumbleRooski_podcast to keep up with not just our podcast, but the latest coverage on the NFL in general. Otherwise, we will see you next week. Over and out.